Listen and Live Audio presents The 100-Year Lifestyle, written and read by Dr. Eric Plasker. The 100-Year Lifestyle is intended as a reference volume only, not as a medical manual. In light of the complex, individual, and specific nature of health problems, this book is not intended to replace professional medical advice. The ideas, procedures, and suggestions in this book are intended to supplement, not replace, the advice of a trained professional. Consult your physician before adopting the suggestions in this book. The author and publisher disclaim any liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the use of this book. Introduction. If you knew you'd live to be 100, how would you change your life? One of the world's most famous centenarians, George Burns, summed it up well when he joked that had he known he was going to live to be 100, he would have taken better care of himself. Never has a punchline more profoundly put the aging process in the proper perspective. Let this irony open the doorway to smart choices that can support you in every way as your genealogy edges you toward the increasing probability that you will live to 100 or longer. As a dedicated wellness expert, healthcare consultant, columnist, lecturer, and doctor of chiropractic, I have been a catalyst in helping people of all ages maximize the quality and quantity of their lives. Coined a change master by my colleagues and patients, it's my mission to give you life-enhancing information that generates real transformation in your level of health, prosperity, and happiness. The truth is staggering. Anyone who is 40 years of age today could live to be 100 years old, and their grandchildren could live even longer than that. While this information is exciting to me and to many of my clients, I am taken aback by the large number of people who express a reluctance to ride this road for fear they'll outlive their assets, experience declining health, or be a burden to their family. The truth is, your body has the hardwire to live to 100 years and beyond. Understanding and accepting this genetic opportunity will help you express your unlimited life potential. The 100-year lifestyle strategies you uncover in this book will not only help you embrace an extended lifespan, but teach you how to live life to the fullest and live your best possible legacy while you are alive, rather than just leave it after you are gone. If you're going to live to 100 anyway, why not make it a sensational century? Choice and change will fuel your future. Choose to change the way you view, plan, manage, and live your life. Put these change principles into place and maximize your health, wealth, and professional and personal relationships. Create a signature life plan that will prepare you physically, financially, and emotionally to live a joyous life no matter what your age, every step of the way. The 100-year lifestyle will give you the knowledge and tools for living an incredible life every day for 100 years and beyond. Meet you there. Part 1. Welcome to the 100-Year Lifestyle. Chapter 1. Tell Me Something I Don't Know. Welcome to the 100-Year Lifestyle. I'll bet this isn't the first book you've purchased hoping to improve the quality of your life. In fact, our world is filled with so much information on the internet and in bookstores that you may even think you already know all there is to know about building a life of lasting health, wealth, and meaningful relationships. But there's a reason why you bought this book. Could it be that your life is at a crossroads? Maybe you're feeling younger than ever, regardless of your age, and you want to maximize the opportunities that lie ahead of you. Or maybe you're feeling older than you should, and you're ready to rediscover your youthful energy and passion for life. Is it possible that up until now, the messages you've received haven't been meaningful enough to get you to take action? Has changing just seemed like more trouble than it's worth? Now, let me tell you something you may not know. Change is easy. It's thinking about change that is hard. When you finally have the realization that your parents' and grandparents' generation is living nearly twice as long as scientists thought they would, and you probably will too, what will you do about it? Will this be the catalyst for you to make the changes you know you need to make to ensure the quality of life you want and deserve? Will you start taking better care of yourself physically, mentally, socially, and financially? Are you ready to get excited about the rest of your life? In this book, you are going to find a blueprint for living to 100 years and beyond. The focus is on maximizing the quality of your life and your longevity by helping you identify and optimize your own unique genetic potential. It's a fascinating journey, and I'm honored to accompany you through it. Along the way, you will embrace some exciting new concepts and realities about age and longevity that are life-changing. For example, like it or not, the fact is that our grandparents' generation is living nearly twice as long as scientists thought they would. They were unprepared for this good fortune, and many have paid the price for it. They didn't think that they would need their health, finances, or relationships to sustain them for so long, and as a result, they haven't. For this reason, very few of us regard old age as something positive. You will discover that managing your health is a lot like managing your money. Good intentions are not enough. You must back them up with actions. Understand that life expectancy and lifespan are two different things. Prior to the 20th century, life expectancy was about half of what it is today, but the lifespan was not that different. Many people have been documented as living beyond 90 as far back as the 16th century. What is happening today is that more and more people are reaching the ends of their natural lifespans. This is great news, but only when you have planned for it. What you want is a good quality of life throughout your life, and what you will see in this book is that actions leading to an abundant 100-year lifestyle will also optimize the quality of your life today. It's a fact that centenarians, people who are living to 100 or more, are one of the fastest-growing age groups in the United States and many other industrialized nations around the world. There are now over 50,000 centenarians living in this country. If you are a baby boomer, you'll join the nearly 400 million people around the world who will be 100 years of age or older by 2050, and the estimated 2 million centenarians in the United States alone. Are you ready for this incredible opportunity? Will you enjoy the quality of life that you deserve along the way? I've spent the last 2 decades asking thousands of patients and seminar attendees one powerful question. If you knew you'd live to be 100, how would you change your life? To my surprise, many of them express no desire to live that long. They worry that they will run out of money. They worry they will end up isolated and alone. They don't want to be a cripple or a burden to their family and friends. So how do you plan to approach this potential milestone? Will you keep overworking and under-exercising? Will you eat more than you should and be less fulfilled than you could be? Or will you make the most of your journey along the way? Crisis motivation versus quality of life motivation. We live in a society where crisis motivates us to change. It takes a heart attack to get many people to stop smoking or to eat healthy. When we can't fit into our clothes anymore, we decide to cut calories or to start exercising. It's a paradoxical health approach where illness inspires us to be well. It's one that may leave you punching the nurse call button instead of enjoying the active, healthy life you deserve. About 10 years ago, a 98-year-old man walked into my practice. His name was Max, and he was miserable. He shuffled in with a bent back and arthritic fingers. It hurt just to look at him. Unable to stand upright, Max told me he couldn't bear the pain much longer and he was ready to do whatever it took to improve his quality of life. After nearly a year of care, Max's discomfort began to subside. His flexibility and mobility slowly began to improve. His crisis appeared over and Max stopped coming in. For months, my staff made attempts to re-engage him in his wellness adjustment plan, but Max was nowhere to be found. We couldn't contact him by phone, and there were no family members that we could contact. The letters we mailed went unanswered. Eventually, we gave up. A year later, I was surprised to find Max standing in my doorway. As I got closer to him, I could see that he was weak and tired. He looked like a man who was ready to pass. Within seconds, he collapsed on the counter in my reception room and died. Sadness and shock spread through my staff as the ambulance drove him away. There was nobody to call and no family to console. I understood then why Max had come to my office. He had come there because he had no other place to go. Max had approached the 100-year mark with no money, no physical strength, no energy, and no loving connections to sustain him. On the surface, it seemed like there was nothing left of Max. But the truth is, he left something huge behind for me. It was a question mark so large that I could not ignore it. The question was, if Max had known he was going to live to 100, how would he have changed his life when he was 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, or even 80 years old? Would he have put his health, wealth, and relationships back into balance before the crisis occurred? You and I both know there is a better way. Living into old age doesn't mean outliving your resources, relationships, or joy. In fact, you'll find many older Americans working out at the YMCA or Gold's Gym, dancing at parties, and traveling the globe. Just look at Jack LaLanne. This godfather of fitness is changing more lives than ever in his 90s. Also in his mid-90s now, Art Linkletter just published a great new book with Mark Victor Hansen called How to Make the Rest of Your Life the Best of Your Life. Pianist Arthur Rubinstein still dazzles audiences at 88, and Emma Grady celebrated her 100th birthday by throwing out the first pitch at an Arizona Diamondbacks baseball game. They let their love for life and desire to be healthy motivate their choices. They have not let crisis be a catalyst for maintaining their health and vitality. The truth is, nobody wants to be forced into anything, especially change. We resent it when we don't choose our path freely. I'll bet at some time or another, you've gone to your closet to get dressed and found a pair of pants that no longer fits. This forces you to do one of two things, both of which you are likely to resent. One, you can go out and buy new clothes, or two, you could go on a diet to lose the extra weight. As a result of being forced into either decision, you likely became resentful. You resent the change that is required to resolve the problem. My father is an example of someone who was forced to change. He changed the way he ate, exercised, and took care of his body after he had a heart attack. While he was thankful to get a second chance, he did not take up running because it was a pleasurable, proactive way to improve his health. He did it to save his life. Wouldn't it be better if you chose change not because you had to, but because you care about you? Allowing quality of life and not crisis to motivate you makes changing easier, more exciting, and more fun while helping you to avoid unnecessary detours along the way. Perhaps you're not ready to believe in the fact that you are likely to see your 100th birthday. You may not even want to live to 100. You may find the thought of it depressing. However, your resistance won't change the fact that your odds of getting there are greater than ever. Very few, if any, of our current centenarians wanted to get there either, but they got there anyway. It's not enough for me or the news media to throw information at you. This will not motivate you to change. It's not enough to simply avoid sickness. You have to want to live the quality life that deep down you know you deserve. Changing your mind about how long you can and probably will live opens up a whole new world of opportunity. This new paradigm brings better health, fuller coffers, and richer relationships as a result of your acceptance of this wondrous gift. In a recent Discover Magazine article, scientists concluded that a child born today has the potential to live 150 years, with some experts asserting that there is no upward limit on your longevity. Their findings mean living to 100 is not just for a select few, but for you and me as well. It means that evolution and advances in healthcare and self-care have given you a biological bonus. It is a gift of extra time to accomplish all your goals, nurture your relationships, master your areas of interest, and contribute more to the world. Knowing that you really do have all the time you need to reach your destination could even stop your urgency addiction of rushing from one point to the next. It's a gift that can give you the strength and patience to take on even the most challenging opportunities in your life. How well would you say your biological clock has been keeping time? Are you feeling or looking older than you'd like? Are there aspects of yourself you'd like to change? No matter where you are in your 100-year journey so far, it's not time to slow down or settle for any one thing or place in life. But it is time to get your mind on board with what you know your body can do and embrace the reality of your longevity with passion. When was the last time you looked through your family photo albums? Take them out and look at your mother and father when they were your age. Look at their parents when they were younger too. Now think about how they aged. Look at their skin and their posture. How severely did their activity decline as they aged? Did they become crippled by preventable health problems such as arthritis, osteoporosis, or heart disease? The number of people who are affected by these and many other preventable health conditions is staggering. 20 million people are affected by osteoarthritis in the United States. Nearly 20% of adults older than 65 are obese, and another 40% are overweight, putting them at substantially increased risk for diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, and other illnesses. Many health conditions that we take for granted in this country are not a normal part of aging elsewhere. They are largely brought on by lifestyle, by our choices. Even universal passages like menopause are simply not the same throughout the world. Japanese women who consume soy as a regular part of their daily diets experience far fewer hot flashes. The answer, however, isn't to run out and buy soy supplements to treat menopause like a disease. In fact, the usefulness of soy in that form is now a topic for debate. We are talking about your personal lifestyle choices and how they impact you. So now it's time to take a good look at you. Scan your own reflection in the mirror. How are your skin, bones, waistline, and spine? In what kind of shape are your heart, lungs, liver, and kidneys? If you continue on your current path, will you like the way you age? Can you imagine your photograph in 20, 30, or 40 years? Embracing the 100-year lifestyle will ensure that you blossom over the remaining decades that lie ahead of you. The accidental centenarians. When today's centenarians were born, they were only given a life expectancy of 50 years. They were blindsided by their longevity. During their lifetimes, their life expectancies doubled without warning. What a surprise it must be for them to find themselves still living. None of them ever thought they could live to 100, but their bodies did it regardless of what they believed. No wonder many of them sit around as grumpy old people. How do you feel when you are a week or a month late on a project? Doesn't this cause you to be angry or frustrated? Can you imagine if you were 30, 40, or 50 years late for your funeral? Your grandparents and parents weren't taught that their bodies were designed to live 100 years or more. They weren't taught how to prepare for their longevity. Many of them didn't cultivate physical or financial stability to ensure 100 or more quality years. This greatest generation is now giving you your greatest gift. They are giving you a preview of what awaits you as a result of your ability to live longer and wiser than any generation before. The majority of today's centenarians never thought about how they would approach their later years because they never expected to have them. They got there by accident. This greatest generation is now paying the greatest price for not knowing. In fact, many of them are paying over $10,000 a month to live in nursing homes. They have gone from the greatest generation to the nursing home generation. These seniors were simply not prepared for such an extended stay here on Earth. They believed that if they worked for 35 or 40 years, they could live off their Social Security benefits, pensions, or retirement funds for their remaining 10 to 20 years, maximum, and then they would die. The truth is, those resources now need to last twice as long. Our government is grappling with the consequences of this quandary, and they are now scrambling to try and save Social Security and Medicare. We have a longevity crisis. What this amounts to is your advance notice. What will you do with this information? In search of purpose, passion, and a little extra cash, many seniors are going back to work in the latter part of their lives. They find the field of opportunity really opens up during their second act, since money is oftentimes no longer their primary motivation. Older Americans are also heading back to school in droves. Nearly 435,000 Americans 50-plus years of age and older are now part-time college students. Another 120,000 are working toward graduate degrees, and 85,000 are full-time college students. This book is about making choices that will support the quality of your longevity today and tomorrow. The fact is that if you're living life to the fullest, maxing out your potential, and enjoying your most important relationships, your life is going to feel pretty short. Even if it lasts beyond 100, it will feel like it is flying by. Keep your vision in sync with your biology. Calibrate your vision with your extended lifespan to ensure that the quality matches the quantity of your years. The power of this paradigm shift will give you the ability to write the remaining chapters of your life with the best ones still to come. A new way of aging. It's no wonder that so many people have anxiety about aging. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines it as a declining phase of life. However, today's pre- and post-centenarians are reinventing our notion of aging. Like former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, who celebrated his 70th birthday by going skydiving, many seniors are pushing the limits of their genetic potential and loving every minute of it, realizing that they have plenty of time left to live their life. Today's centenarians are showing us a new way of aging that is full of excitement and opportunity, if you combine the right attitude with the right actions. Gene Pollack is 83 years old and has enjoyed over 20 careers over his lifetime. As a paint salesman and then a World War II fighter pilot, a forest ranger, motion picture actor, screenwriter, college professor, Golden Glove boxer, and an artist. The secret to his longevity is his mental outlook and the opportunities he attracts. He embraces change. He sees every new experience as enriching his life, and he has learned to have no regrets when life says it's time to move on. He has allowed change to fuel and charge his life with positive experiences. This is the essence of the 100-year lifestyle. How do you feel about your experience so far? Would a change of personal habits, residence, relationships, career, health, or finances improve your level of happiness and prosperity? Will the choices you have made so far enable you to look back with no regrets when you are 80, 90, or 100 years old? I know you know the things you need to change. Yes, you say, I know it is easier to be fit than fat. I know it is easier to be solvent than bankrupt. I know it is better to be in love than alone. But what are you doing with what you know? Don't you think it's time to stop just thinking about it and to start acting on change? Let's get started. Chapter 2, The Three Life-Changing Principles of the 100-Year Lifestyle. We'll begin by embracing the changes you know you need to make. In the chapters ahead, you'll discover how to access the energy to fuel your longevity while ending all the old habits, patterns, and behaviors that are keeping you from living your best life every day. You will then become healthier than you've ever been before and put a team in place to sustain that health for a lifetime. Next, you'll create an ideal environment and support system for your extended life and set yourself up to enjoy the journey more than ever. You'll learn how to achieve balance, finance your 100-year lifestyle, and enjoy your best life every step of the way. At the core of customizing your 100-year lifestyle are three life-changing principles that you will use throughout this journey. Change principle number one. Change is easy. Thinking about change is hard. Change principle number two. Change happens one choice at a time. Think progress, not perfection. Change principle number three. Approach change with your ideal 100-year lifestyle in mind. These principles will make change exciting and achievable. They will empower you to age constructively instead of destructively. They will help you make your life so much more than before because the odds are you are going to have nearly a century or more to mold your life into everything you've always wanted it to be. Change principle number one. Change is easy. Thinking about change is hard. You've probably already experienced this. Resisting change is much harder than embracing it. If you've ever played with magnets, you can understand the power behind change principle number one. When you hold two magnets near each other, with the like poles pointed toward each other, they repel one another no matter how hard you try to make the two ends meet. However, once you flip their orientation so the opposite charges are facing each other, they effortlessly attract and stick together. Then, instead of requiring energy to hold them together, it takes enormous energy to pull the magnets apart. The magnet experiment is a metaphor for how we experience change once we commit to it. I see this play out in my patients and clients who continue with bad habits that force them to expend excess energy just to keep their lives together, knowing that it would be less effort if they just went ahead and chose a healthier path. I love watching the pieces of their lives fall effortlessly into place once they commit to change. What do you want to change? Do you want to be thinner, smarter, better paid, more loved, or healthier? What will you do to attract these things with ease? It's time to flip your mental magnet. Let your quest for quality, and not crisis, motivate you if you are ready to upgrade to your ideal 100-year lifestyle. While you are in the process of thinking about what you want to change, your life may look and feel a little difficult. In fact, vacillating between crisis and quality of life motivation mode can keep you on an emotional roller coaster with respect to your health, your marriage, your kids, and your finances. But once you've made the commitment to change, and I mean really made it, then you will find that many of the things you have been struggling with will fall easily into place. Activities and choices that aren't in alignment will lose their appeal. One of my patients was a successful stockbroker named Jim. About twice a year, Jim would come in for crisis care when he was experiencing severe episodes of back pain. Each time I would encourage him to change his life by correcting the underlying problem rather than slapping a Band-Aid on his symptoms. Jim would always respond by telling me that he knew I was right, but that he just didn't have the time to commit to it. When I asked Jim if he had time for his current crisis, he would laugh and say, "Of course not," but he wasn't interested in changing his routine. Over the years, the episodes would get more painful, more excessive, and more inconvenient for Jim. Each time he came in, we would talk about how much better it would be if he allowed quality of life to motivate his health choices instead of crisis. Finally, after years of deteriorating health and one inconvenient crisis after another, Jim committed to change. He made taking care of his back and spending more time with his family a priority. 2 years later, he was happier and healthier than I had ever seen him. "I feel younger and energetic again," he said. His business was better than ever, his marriage was better than ever, and he was playing more and better golf than ever. He was truly enjoying the best of his life. Jim's quality of life was lousy when he was just thinking about changing it, but once he finally committed to making the changes he knew he needed to make, he began to magnetically attract great things into his life naturally, and you will too. Change principle number two. Change happens one choice at a time. Think progress, not perfection. As you learn how to make the changes that will support your best life today and in the future, remember that you may not see the results right away. One of the principles of change is that it occurs over time. We titrate into it slowly. I've borrowed the term titration from the chemistry experiment most of us conducted in school. You know the one. It was the lesson where your teacher gave you a glass beaker filled with a clear liquid and a dropper with another chemical solution. You were asked to take the chemical and drop it into the beaker one drop at a time and record how many drops it took to change the liquid's color. Do you remember how nothing happened at first? You would drop, 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 and it would still be clear. But then suddenly, one last drop and the liquid's color would instantly change. This is how the results from the changes you make often appear. You have to lose 1 pound at a time before you finally shed 50. You have to walk a minute before you can make it a mile. Change arrives one input at a time, one choice at a time. It is an accumulation of actions that will color your life with joy or suffering, depending upon the quality of your choices. Now that you know it's possible to live a century or longer, how will you spend the rest of your years? What kind of drops will you add to your life each day? Will you wear out your body in the first 40, 50, or 60 years, or be like Jack LaLanne and entertain the idea of swimming across a large body of water when you have a milestone birthday? The truth is, you don't get to choose how and when you are going to die, but you can choose how you're going to live. Many of us make toxic choices that limit our life. In fact, they often come disguised as rewards. For instance, have you ever reached for a cigarette as a reward at the end of a hard day, or downed another dessert as an emotional pick-me-up? Were the 5 minutes of enjoyment worth the 3 days of guilt and 2 weeks of trying to get back on track? Your true reward comes from the self-esteem and love you give yourself when you honor yourself with each choice. Make the rest of your life the best of your life. Learn how to commit to and then recommit to what you need to change. If you want to be nicotine-free, you have to make the commitment and then recommit to it every minute of every day. If you want to save money, then you have to make that commitment and recommit to walking away from the empty purchases each day. If you want to be healthy and fit, then prove it to yourself every day with each choice. If you find yourself getting off track from your goals, it's okay. Think progress, not perfection. You can gently nudge yourself back on track with your next choice, knowing you are in the process of building the lifestyle you can enjoy for 100 years. Change principle number 3. Approach change with your ideal 100-year lifestyle in mind. Welcome to change principle number 3. It's time to go for the gold. Whatever that means to you as you start approaching your life with a fresh, new expectation in mind and develop an exciting vision for the rest of your life. A few years ago, I had a patient who needed to lose weight. Bill was a former athlete, but he had committed so much time to his marriage, raising his kids, and working that his health had declined slowly over time. He worked hard at getting rid of his extra weight, but it never seemed to stay off. As he dieted, he constantly focused on what he could not have. He felt very restricted and disliked the taste of many low-fat substitutes. The process was slow and unsatisfying. I knew he needed and wanted to change. One day I sat Bill down and helped him see how losing weight wasn't about losing anything at all. I explained that his choice to trim down meant he was really gaining muscle, energy, and self-esteem. He was building a stronger heart and overall health. His goals seemed more attainable when he changed his focus. He approached his new nutrition and lifestyle habits not from a belief that he was losing something, but from a belief that he was gaining a life that he could really be excited about. So he made the changes he knew he needed to make, and 30 days later when he came in for his appointment wearing exercise clothes and looking fast and fit, as he said, he was feeling younger than he had felt in 25 years. Just as change that focuses on loss can be hard to sustain, so is change that results in lateral movement. One of my colleagues was struggling in her practice and decided to close up shop and reopen in a different town. She changed her location, but she never expanded her skill set or changed how she practiced healthcare. Her new practice ended up just like the old one, with the same old problems as the one she tried to leave behind. She was not able to create a better practice because her focus was not in the right place. She made a sideways move that caused a superficial shift and the same stressful practice. Instead, she might have looked at how the healthcare industry was changing, how to improve the quality of her care, or how the needs of her patients were evolving. You see, this happens with people again and again, not just professionally, but even in terms of their relationships. People take knee-jerk actions without slowing down and taking time to consider the true nature of a problem. In the case of my colleague, she approached change not with her ideal 100-year lifestyle in mind, but with the idea of escaping the mistakes she had made in her old location. It was an approach that kept her stuck in her old destructive patterns. With this knowledge, you now have the opportunity to make the changes that will lead you toward an incredible 100-year lifestyle. You may be wondering where to start. First, you need to get in touch with what you really want and deserve. This can be difficult, particularly when it's out of step with the values of your family or peer group. However, if that's the case, you've been more of a follower than a leader, and it's time to take back the reins. You'll soon see that you will not only start creating positive change in your own life, but also in the lives of people around you. Expect some relationships to deepen and some to fall away. You will open the door to magnetically attracting the support for your ideal 100-year lifestyle. As you begin to customize your vision, don't settle. Dare yourself. Stretch yourself. Go for the goal that burns brightest in your gut. Expect progress, not perfection, as you embark on this new path. Although you don't have complete control over how long you'll live, you've got control over the quality of those years. Assume you are here for a reason. Spend your days discovering that reason. Relax into the ebb and flow of life. Trust yourself and begin to connect with your core like never before. Now let's get specific and personal. Choose up to 3 areas that are the most important to you. Commit to change. Then be prepared to recommit to it every time your choice is challenged. Whether it's exercising more, eating healthier, or managing your time and money better, make choices with your 100-year lifestyle in mind. You will improve your life tomorrow and improve your life today while you balance your desire for immediate gratification with your long-term desires. Always keep in mind the future that you want to experience. This will ensure that the quality of your years keeps pace with the quantity of time you have left. It's time to declare your vision for the next phase of your life. What will your last decade be like? Whether you live to 70, 80, 90, or 100 plus, the choices you make today will define the depth and breadth of what you experience tomorrow. Don't worry about whether you'll have the strength and discipline to follow through on your 100-year lifestyle. One day at a time, one choice at a time, we'll do it together and enjoy a sensational century. The 100-year lifestyle, action plan for lasting change. 1. Take advantage of your advance notice. Listen to the advance notice your parents and grandparents are giving you about how long you can and probably will live. Make life choices for the long haul. Start planning your 100-year lifestyle today so you can experience a life of lasting health, wealth, prosperity, partnership, and purpose as you age. 2. Put the 3 life-changing principles to work for you. These principles represent the simple truth about change that can keep you consistently committed to the changes you know you want and need to make. 3. Change is easy. Thinking about change is hard. Change happens one choice at a time. Think progress, not perfection. 4. Choose quality of life motivation, not crisis motivation. Allowing crisis to motivate you to change keeps you in your old patterns and issues. Choose quality of life motivation over the crisis approach to change. That way, you'll avoid many painful, unnecessary detours along the way. 5. Choose up to 3 areas to change. What are the priority areas of your life you want to change? Whether it's your health, your finances, your work, or relationships, choose up to 3 and start titrating change into them today. Lasting change is easy when you allow yourself to build momentum. 6. Approach change with your ideal 100-year lifestyle in mind. Watch your focus. Question whether the choices you make today could be temporary gains or toxic solutions. Your best life choices are ones that will positively impact your life both today and when you are 60, 80, or 100. 7. The rest of your life can be the best of your life. Dare yourself. Make it a sensational century. Live and leave your best life legacy as you learn how to live longer, healthier, and wiser than any other generation in history. Part 2, Enjoying Youthful Energy at Every Age. Chapter 3, Finding the Energy to Change Your Life. If you're ready to start living a 100-year lifestyle but aren't sure you've got the energy for it, I've got some exciting news for you. It's not your age that's exhausting you. It's how you choose to use your energy. Your focus either wears you out or wakes you up. Wherever you focus your energy, it goes. If your life is anything like mine, you probably operate at a fast pace. In fact, thinking about changing your schedule or commitments may seem even more exhausting than the clip you maintain to keep up. That's why so many of us unintentionally use crisis to create the extra energy we need to justify changing our lives. We don't intend to stay in the status quo or rob ourselves of a 100-year lifestyle, yet somehow we end up on autopilot. I was recently coaching a doctor who was unhappy with his practice. He wanted to make a change. Managed care had hurt his profitability. His practice felt more like a burden than a joy. Though he was an excellent healer, he was losing the passion he once had for his work. When I began suggesting what he could do to make his vocation fun and exciting again, I was shocked by his reaction. He began to argue with me, insisting that it wasn't possible. He focused on why he couldn't make the changes he knew he needed to make. His face got red, his posture became defensive. There was an edge in his voice. The amount of energy he expended to defend why he couldn't change was incredible. He ran down a list of at least 10 different reasons why things had to stay the same. 5 minutes into the conversation, I felt more like I was in a courtroom with a defense attorney rather than a coaching session. He had built a tremendous case against himself, defending why he couldn't change. I was listening to some of the negative chatter that played inside his head day after day. I asked this client the same question that I am about to ask you. Whose side are you on anyway? He soon discovered, as you will too, that one of the places where the energy to change springs from is the decision to stop defending why you can't change. What would happen if you started to build a case for why you could live your ideal 100-year lifestyle instead of investing your energy into arguing why you cannot? After all, like it or not, you may have 30, 40, 50, or even 60 years before you reach 100. Your newfound energy would come from the same place it comes from now, only you will use it differently. You would use it to support, encourage, and take action to make the rest of your life the best. Your energy level would skyrocket. Remember change principle number one. Change is easy. Thinking about change is hard. In the long run, staying the same often requires more energy than changing. When you don't make the changes you know you need to make, your energy is wasted on survival, boredom, anger, and frustration that create stress, worry, anxiety, and other energy-draining emotions. When you recognize it, you can consciously begin to change the way you expend your energy to restore your enthusiasm, health, success, and vigor for life. One of the reasons thinking about change is so hard is because it eats up your energy and produces fear. Many of us fear change because we're afraid of how people will react. Often, it seems easier to stay where we are. But when you choose change and commit to it, you'll find in time that your own certainty and confidence surpasses those fears and doubts and gets you moving forward. You begin to magnetically attract support as the people around you realize that you are serious and committed to your new life. This is the law of attraction in action. Quite often, the reasons why you think you can't change are the reasons why you can, should, and must. If you think you can't find the time to exercise because you've got to take the kids to school, cook dinner, and pay the bills, then that's the reason why you should. If you don't, you are shorting both yourself and your family by giving them a partial you, someone who is exhausted, edgy, and resentful all the time. Change happens one choice at a time. Right now, I would like you to think of one thing you would like to change. For example, maybe the family budget feels a little tight and you'd like a little extra money. Maybe you just retired from a position you held for 25 years and you are looking for something new to which you can commit. Maybe you are suffering from a health problem and need to heal. No matter what type of change you may be contemplating, ask yourself these questions. Who are the people in your life who can support you in reaching your goals? What experiences and skills do you already have to get you where you want to go? From here, start to design a plan, but be prepared to take things step by step. Think progress, not perfection. Your energy is one of your most valuable resources, so be selective about how and where you focus it. Don't waste a drop. High energy potential is your natural state, but you only have so much in a given day. Stress and other distractions can easily deplete this gift if you allow them to drain you. Every decision you make regarding your health, relationships, business, exercise, diet, emotional reactions, and achievements either positively or negatively impacts your energy. When you hold a ball above the ground, it has potential energy to fall. When you release the ball and it begins to move, the energy becomes kinetic. Kinetic energy changes the ball's momentum. Have you ever noticed how when you're on fire about a project, your energy soars in much the same way? When you connect with your deepest human potential, you fuel your efforts with a type of kinetic energy that gives you the momentum to transform. You can reach your goals with your current energy supply if you are willing to redistribute the way you choose to use it. Everyday choices will either support or undermine your human potential. Choose wisely. Do this by distancing yourself from people or situations that deplete you. For me, drinking too much caffeine and not exercising drains my energy. Going for walks and spending time with my spouse and children enhances it. Now is the time to become your own personal energy manager. You will immediately feel younger and healthier than you have in a long time, regardless of your age. After all, high energy is your natural state. How you choose to use your energy is up to you. Take an energy inventory. Energy drainers and energy enhancers are very personal. What may be an energy drainer for one person may be an energy enhancer for another. I remember participating in a board meeting where the topic was the bylaws of the organization. The lawyers in the group were passionately debating every word. In the thick of it, my colleague grinned and looked at me and said, "I love this." What was energizing for him was exhausting and draining for me. I kept looking at my watch, counting the seconds as I felt the energy being zapped from my body, while he kept leaping back into the conversation and picking up steam. Once you take your personal energy inventory, you can consciously begin to make choices that support your high-energy, 100-year lifestyle. Eliminate the things that drain you. Focus on the things that energize you. When you do this, you will find that you innately have the resources you need to change your life. In fact, not making the change is an energy drainer. The commitment to change ignites a spark for instant energy. For example, if you detest shopping in stores, hire someone to shop for you or consider shopping online. These days, you can buy most everything you need this way, and doing so frees up time to pursue a potential business idea, play with your children or grandchildren, or plan a special occasion with your spouse. Every energy drainer has an energy enhancer that can take its place. You just have to train yourself to make that choice. Very often, we find the energy to change by avoiding the activities, habits, and patterns that drain us. Not doing can be just as important as doing. How you think can also be an energy drainer or an energy enhancer. If worry is a big energy drain for you, try turning your worry into faith. Recently, after going through this exercise with one of my clients, she told me that over the last 30 years of her adult life, she worried all the time. "Nothing that I ever worried about ever happened, but it took so much of my energy. I have so much energy now, sometimes I feel like I don't even need to sleep." One great saying to help you let go is the serenity prayer. "God, give me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference." This is a great mantra if one of your energy leaks is trying to control other people. After all, worry never made a deposit in a bank account, healed the disease, or changed the weather. Converting worry into an energy-enhancing attitude can free you to direct your energy towards powering change. As you feel your energy grow, it will enhance your creative spirit and set you on the path that will bring you all of the answers and resources to drive your fun, exciting, adventurous 100-year lifestyle. Employ energy enhancers. Theoretically, we watch television to entertain ourselves, but quite often the television set becomes a comfortable diversion from an exhausting workday, a rude sales clerk, or a family problem. The latter makes television an energy drain. After dinner, when many people settle in with two scoops of ice cream and the remote, you might try going for a power walk, power centering, Pilates, or gardening. You will feel incredible energy doing activities like this, and you will sleep better. As a result, you will feel more energized the next day. Taking a sauna, doing yoga, going to the gym, and drinking a lot of water are also excellent ways to set up a restorative sleep. Other energy-enhancing ideas include walking with neighbors and inviting friends over. You know what energizes and fills you with positive energy better than anyone else. Seek out and fill your life with these choices and make this your new lifestyle. Don't be afraid to vary them. Mixing them up is a great way to optimize their benefits and keep things fresh. Replenish your energy bank one choice at a time by saying no to the attitudes and actions that drain your energy and yes to the energy enhancers. This is how you come up with the currency to power your ideal 100-year lifestyle. Chapter 4, Mastering and Maximizing Your Personal Energy. The energy drainers and energy enhancers that are a part of your personality and everyday life make up your dominant energy patterns. These patterns can be conscious or unconscious. Become aware of them and you can train yourself to shift into a higher gear in an instant. In the movie Super Size Me, Morgan Spurlock went from a health nut to fast food junkie for 30 days to see how this shift in eating patterns would affect his life. He also stopped exercising. It was amazing what 30 days of fast food living did to him. His weight ballooned, his cholesterol zoomed, and his liver was showing signs of distress. We should thank Morgan for showing us what happens when you alter your patterns, your life. Morgan also demonstrated that when you change your patterns back, your body heals and becomes healthy again. In other words, like it or not, you become your patterns. What are your patterns? Really, think about it. Your patterns include what you eat, where you shop, what you watch on TV, who you hang around with, the books you read, and more. As a society, we label people by their patterns. We admire workaholics and abhor losers. Some of us are night owls, and others are morning persons. We size up other people by their patterns, but rarely do we do so with ourselves. You can measure your day-to-day connection with your true potential by the intensity of your energy level. Having sustained high energy throughout the day is usually a pretty good indicator that you are operating at your highest level of human potential, and your pattern probably supports this. It means you have succeeded in keeping the drama out of your day, avoided second-guessing yourself, and interacted with others from a place of personal integrity. This fuels each hour with purpose. Just the opposite is true if you find yourself constantly scrambling to get by. There are 5 dominant energy patterns that color the outcome of our lives. 1. Destructive patterns. 2. Survival patterns. 3. Complacency patterns. 4. Comfort patterns. 5. Human potential patterns. Do you know which pattern colors your life? Dominant energy pattern number 1, destructive patterns. If you're stuck in a destructive energy pattern, you are probably overspending, overeating, overdrinking, overmedicating, overworking, oversleeping, or overdoing something. Destructive patterns are dangerous because they often end up in addictions or feelings that your life is out of control. It is a pattern usually comprised of repeated behaviors that unconsciously destroy your quality of life. Maybe the first time you chose the actions related to these patterns, you thought about it before you did it. Now these patterns occur so spontaneously that you don't even think about them anymore. Rather than fueling your human potential, these actions typically leave you empty inside. Some people who are living in a chronic, destructive energy pattern can even point to a place on their body where they feel like an empty well exists. I believe we all feel this hole in our lives and feel it intensely at one time or another. It is a hole that we want to close but often don't know how. Destructive energy patterns may give you a spike of energy in the beginning, but usually they are followed by an energy crash filled with anger, resentment, or low self-esteem. They widen the opening rather than closing it to make the pain go away. It is a bottomless pit that gets larger when it is fed with destructive patterns such as smoking, drinking, drugs, laziness, procrastination, overeating, and erroneous thinking. It also feeds on negative emotions like anger, hopelessness, and hate. How do you reverse the process if you have already arrived at a place where you feel empty, blank, or lost? How do you close the hole and refocus your energy? The hole shrinks as you speak and live your truth. It will shrink as you align your actions with your highest vision of yourself, one choice at a time, as with life-changing principle number 2, change happens one choice at a time. Think progress, not perfection. Every time you make a choice that leads to progress, the hole will feel a little smaller. Here are a few examples of destructive energy patterns. Destructive eating patterns can be characterized by automatic or emotional eating and a failure to taste your food when you eat it. You should eat to fuel your body, and you should enjoy your food while you are eating it. Don't eat food out of habit or to alleviate stress. Destructive eating patterns also include eating foods that you know are not good for you. Good nutrition is one of our most powerful tools to promote wellness and increase your energy. Healthy eating patterns include reading about and eating foods that promote good health. The BlackBerry may be the latest email technology craze, but they are not the new blueberries. You should not be plugged into technology around the clock. You have a destructive work pattern when you become stressed by not having immediate access to email, a cell phone, or a computer. You are in this pattern if your family and friends frequently refer to you as a workaholic. This type of pattern can take a toll, not only on your health, but also on your most important relationships. You have a destructive relationship pattern when you attract relationships that are controlling, empty, or abusive. Healthy relationships have a good balance of giving and receiving. They nurture you, they make you happy, and give you a sense of support. They meet your social and emotional needs. Destructive relationship patterns are built more around the promise of what may be one day. You can discern the difference between productive and destructive relationships by how you feel after spending time with someone. A sign of emotional maturity is reading and trusting your feelings and avoiding people and situations that will inflict pain. The way out of destructive patterns is to stop doing them. Catch yourself in the middle. Become aware of the destructive pattern when it is happening and substitute a new human potential pattern in its place. Dominant energy pattern number 2, survival patterns. If you're stuck in a survival pattern, everything is a struggle. From paying your bills to getting to work on time, you always seem to be just one step ahead of disaster. Somehow, however, you generally get by, but without a penny or a second to spare. When you live this type of life, you are fueled by adrenaline. You use stress to get things done. Some people are even addicted to stress. You're in a survival pattern when stress has become normal to you. In fact, when you step back and observe your behavior, you'll find that you actually seek out more stressful experiences. You tend to procrastinate and use imminent deadlines to get you motivated. You may even near the limits on your credit cards and be constantly wondering if your card will be declined. You live right on the edge all the time. You need the rush. People caught up in survival patterns sometimes refer to themselves as tornadoes. They are whirling masses of energy. The good news is that if you are currently in a survival pattern, your commitment to healing will positively impact every area of life. To escape a survival pattern, you must stop and realize what you are doing. Catch yourself in the middle, become aware, and make an energy-enhancing choice. You must learn to take timeouts and view the bigger picture, build your reserves, and break the cycle. In some cases, you must reset your internal barometer and establish a new human potential pattern. Living a life in constant disarray is not a way to thrive or grow. Once you have removed the stressor, you can change your thinking. Plan long-term, set boundaries, and avoid constantly putting yourself into situations that will cause you more stress. Focus on building back your reserves and stop the crisis motivation. To escape a survival pattern, you need to take control of your life by making different choices that support the vision for your ideal 100-year lifestyle, keeping in mind change principle number 3. Make your future so compelling that you are willing, with each choice in the present, to shift gears midstream. Dominant energy pattern number 3, complacency patterns. You've got things together and are getting by without worrying about survival. In a complacency pattern, life isn't a struggle, but it's nothing to write home about either. In this pattern, there is an underlying sense of boredom and laziness. There is no passion. You've resigned yourself to a life of mediocrity. There is nothing wrong with complacency on occasion. However, as a lifestyle, it is boring and will eventually erode your self-esteem and personal confidence. Before you know it, you look in the mirror with disappointment, wondering whatever happened to the flame. The truth is, you can't be mediocre and enjoy a sensational century at the same time. You have to choose. Do you really want the next 30 to 50 years to stay on this path? Many people in middle age become complacent because they don't believe their efforts will matter. They feel like they have already accomplished what they can and there is not enough time left for them to start a new career, relationship, improve their health, or accumulate money. This pattern will hit home for you if on some level you have given up on your goals. Your actions have no purpose. It's a pattern synonymous with settling and a why bother kind of attitude. There's no passion with complacency. It can make you feel tired and look older than you actually are. Setting new goals and taking action on them will energize you. Now that you realize you will probably have more time to accomplish all that you've wanted to achieve, why not step things up a notch and embrace your 100-year lifestyle? Begin to set some new goals for yourself and start to make things happen. If you have grown complacent at work, get back in the game. Make sure that your superiors recognize your contribution. Instead of saying it was nothing when you are complimented on a project, say thank you for recognizing my role. It was a challenge to bring all the departments together to execute a successful program, but it was very rewarding and I'm very happy to contribute. Document your achievements. Don't go crazy with this, but recognize it for the effective tool that it is. Know that we are now living in a free agent nation. You must manage your career on a daily basis and build upon your wins. Utilize your documented achievements at annual reviews to ask for a pay raise. Discuss your achievements over the past year with a focus on your results. Show your value to your employer's bottom line. When you begin to see positive movement and recognition in your professional life, you will grow less complacent at work. If you are in your own business, step up your game, redefine your goals, and take things to the next level. If you are retired and bored out of your mind, commit to a new project, get involved somewhere that you have passion, and engage in life again. If you have grown complacent in your personal life, consider taking up a new sport or hobby. What have you always wanted to do? Rediscover an old passion. Choose something, anything that brings the passion back. In summary, you escape complacency patterns by setting new goals for yourself and following through on them. You are invigorated by a variety of new experiences that stimulate your mind and by results that show you are still effective in the world. You will know you are escaping a complacency pattern when you start to feel like a kid again, a kid with a new toy. You are excited and passionate about your extended life. Dominant energy pattern number 4, comfort patterns. Life is good. You've worked hard and you are successful both professionally and personally. You respect yourself and are surrounded by good people. You've got good habits and a routine that works. But could it be that your level of comfort is also creating some dis-ease? Deep down, do you think there is more that you would love to experience? Are you worried about rocking the boat? When you are in a comfort pattern, you are all about maintaining the status quo. You revel in past success. Unlike the fiery perseverance that got you to where you are today, now you want to avoid making waves. You are generally no longer striving. You feel your days of hard work are behind you, but so is the pleasure of challenging yourself and being in the game. The challenge of a comfort pattern is that it is easy to go from being on a roll to getting in a rut. You generally stop living up to your potential, and it is easy to lose your edge. You often come across people like this in a professional capacity. One example is the doctor who had a good reputation in the community, but suddenly he or she stops investing in the latest techniques and technologies to help patients. You also see this with politicians who strive to get into office by focusing on the needs of the people and then lose their connection with their constituency. The challenge and opportunity of comfort is to reconnect with a sense of purpose that inspires you while also balancing yourself with as much playtime as you want. Build spontaneity into your life by the way you choose to spend your time, the places you go, and the people with whom you choose to be with. Pursue the projects, innovation, travel, and time with your kids you dream about. Use your talents and learn new skills. Enjoy and explore the global playground that is about to be yours as a result of your commitment to your ideal 100-year lifestyle. Dominant energy pattern number 5. The human potential pattern, the secret to a sensational century. In this pattern, you're energized almost all the time. You've got good health, habits, and relationships. You're giving as much or more than you're receiving. You invite change. Your actions are aligned with your life's purpose. You have a pattern of thoughts and actions that consciously support your highest values and human potential. How do you make your human potential pattern a habit? It begins with your first thought of the day, your first action, and your first everything. You will find that your day goes much better when you started out in this pattern. Here's a sample scenario where every choice is conscious and builds on the next. First thought. It's good to be alive. I am healing today. I have energy. I am able to manifest abundance in my life through my work and my relationships. First action. Stretch. Feel your entire body. Breathe deeply. Pray and connect to all your goals. First feeling. Express gratitude, excitement, passion, and hope. Your energy will dramatically increase when you make your human potential pattern your lifestyle. You will become so energized that even your playtime will be filled with more energy. You will need less sleep, less food, and enjoy more of what life has to offer. Directing your newfound energy. Try this today. From the time you wake up in the morning until the time you go to bed at night, be aware of every moment. Become fully aware of your environment, your emotions, and your activities. You may find that some of who you are and what you do is unconscious, out of control, and not what you would choose for the rest of your life. Some of these things can be changed immediately. If you find yourself trying to control others or being controlled by others, stop it. Learn to approach your relationships from a place of acceptance, love, and kindness. Have the same attitude about other behaviors like eating and drinking. Food and drink are among the great pleasures in life. You deserve to enjoy them as you would any other relationship, from a place of appreciation, respect, and balance. One way to increase your awareness of your dominant energy pattern is to monitor your breathing, which is a great indicator of how you are consciously or unconsciously directing your energy. To do this, take a deep breath and feel the full range of motion with your lungs. Go ahead and take another deep breath right now. When we get overwhelmed, our breathing gets shallow and our chest gets tight and rigid around our lungs. Tune into your breathing throughout the day. See if you can catch yourself when you are taking shallow breaths and immediately take some deep ones. Paying attention to the full range of motion in your lungs can immediately bring you to a state of awareness, stop a destructive pattern in its tracks, and give you an opportunity to choose a new pattern. Monitoring your heart rate is also a great way to become conscious of your dominant energy patterns and how they are affecting your body. Wear a heart monitor as you go throughout your day. Check your heart rate every 30 minutes. Take note of what causes your heart rate to go up and down. When you feel your intensity rising, look at your heart rate. See if it's rising. If it is, take a deep breath and let the tension out of your body. You will see your heart rate drop back down again. This is a great way to become aware of your unconscious patterns and how they affect you and immediately gain control over them. Your posture is another great way to catch yourself in a pattern that is less than ideal. When I mention posture in my seminars, it is amazing how instantaneously everyone all of a sudden straightens up. You should tune into your posture regularly throughout the day, and when you catch yourself slouching, shift your posture immediately. Train yourself to sit and stand erect. This opens your lungs, is good for your spine, and makes you more confident. Like the clothes in your wardrobe, you may wear one energy pattern 20% of the time and another 80% of the time. Notice what pattern you are in most of the time. Does it suit your current goals? Is it moving you quickly or slowly toward them? Is there another route you would rather take? If so, then change course. Change your posture, breathing, and relax your heart. Take a different action. Choose your new human potential pattern with your ideal 100-year lifestyle in mind. Here are some additional tips to help you switch into and sustain high energy to fuel your 100-year lifestyle. I'm not talking about hyperactive energy. What I'm talking about is a focused, calm, naturally high state of energy that comes from an inner awareness of your own human potential. You can power your 100-year lifestyle by eating high-energy foods like whole grains, fresh fruits and vegetables, lean meats, fish and poultry, vegetable proteins, tofu, edamame, flax seeds and flaxseed oil, high-quality vitamins and mineral supplements, by engaging in high-energy activities, fun exercise, getting 6 to 8 hours of restful sleep each night, meaningful work, quality time with family and friends, volunteerism and community service, yoga, power centering, and Pilates, getting a new pet, going to the gym, change of pace activities like holding a staff meeting outside, going on a walk with neighbors, taking up a new sport like skiing, cycling, swimming, or boating. By maintaining high-energy thoughts and attitudes, such as, I accept my current situation and circumstances. I have faith that everything will work out. I have what it takes to reach my goals. I am making a fresh start every day. I can choose my pattern at any time. I can get off track and get back on track with my next choice. I am learning every day. I am grateful for all my experiences. My challenges teach me the lessons I need to learn. Of course, it's not enough to choose high-energy food, activity, and thoughts. You must also avoid energy drainers such as eating low-energy foods, such as processed foods, fast foods, junk foods, sugary desserts, foods made with white flour or sugar, fried foods, engaging in low-energy activities such as channel surfing or mindless web surfing, difficult, dull, or stressful work, investing time in meaningless relationships, overspending, falling into a boring routine and losing touch with the fun of life. Arguing. Getting caught up on low-energy thoughts and actions, such as, I don't accept my current situation and circumstances. I don't have faith. I don't have what it takes to reach my goals. I can't make a fresh start every day. I can't choose my pattern at any time. I can't get off track and get back on track with my next choice. I am not learning every day. I am not grateful for all my experiences. My challenges don't teach me the lessons I need to learn. Why bother? I am a victim. You've done an amazing job of opening your mind to the possibilities of change. By committing to a potential century or more of life, you are choosing your genetic potential. You are deciding what you want to experience, what condition you want to be in, and what will top your list of achievements along the way. As you find the energy to change, don't worry if things aren't different overnight. Just know that you will get there and your new high-energy human potential pattern will drive the process to your ideal 100-year lifestyle. Action plan for lasting change. 1. Take your personal energy inventory and become aware of all the places that you let your energy leak out into the atmosphere. Choose energy-enhancing thoughts, actions, and feelings, and begin to make them a part of who you are. 2. Decide which dominant energy pattern you are in and begin to identify your personal human potential pattern. Begin making choices, following the 3 life-changing principles that support your ideal 100-year lifestyle, where you are living at your best every day. 3. Have a 100% conscious day. Take it all in and be honest with yourself about when you are destructive, complacent, comfortable, and your best. Begin to let go of the things about you that are destructive and rewire yourself for the rest of your 100 years. 4. Choose energy-enhancing first thoughts, actions, and feelings and reinforce them throughout the day. 5. Monitor your breathing, heart rate, and posture. 6. Stop and choose. When you catch yourself unconsciously doing things that you know you want to change, shift your energy. Literally say to yourself, stop, and physically and emotionally stop yourself. Initially, you may feel like a tennis ball bouncing back and forth 100 times a day. Eventually, you will settle into your human potential pattern, and it will be your lifestyle. You will love it.